Sometimes words get in the way. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You know, we need that every Friday. I emphasize that every Friday. What kind of Savior? How close are you to Jesus? How much will you let Jesus into your life? Can you really describe yourself as a genuine follower of Jesus Christ? Are you making the effort every day to grow deeper and deeper in love with Jesus? To trust Jesus, to walk in His footsteps. Those are all the issues that I like to bring to the surface when I come to the end of the week, when I come to a Friday. Okay? Now, here's today's scripture quote. It's from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 21. It is not those who say, Lord, Lord, who enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father, who is in heaven. Talk's cheap, right? As I said at the beginning of the program, sometimes words get in the way. You know, sometimes the words are about God. I hear it regularly in my ministry. God told me. God wants me. God doesn't have a problem with this. God understands. Usually when people are talking that way about God, they're not talking about the real God. They're talking about God that they've made in their own image and likeness. They're talking about God, a God who just humors them and writes them a blank check to do whatever they want, who just nods an okay to any type of a problem that they would normally have with Scripture. They dismiss Scripture and say, you know what? I know what God would say in this situation. He'd be okay about this, even though the Scripture says it's wrong. So, you know, let's do this right now, okay? Let's spend some time now on 10 points that I once put into my newsletter that helps us learn more about an authentic God, the real God, the God that wants to have an intimate relationship with us, okay? So, consider the following 10 points. Number one, God writes with a pen that never blots, speaks with a tongue that never slips, and acts with a hand that never fails. Okay? So, don't make God wishy-washy. Don't make God into your own image and likeness. Don't doubt the Word of God. All those things in this number one point that we need to learn about God talks about God's constancy. Constancy in calling us to a moral life, constancy in calling us to a close personal friendship. Number two, God can heal a broken heart, but He needs all the pieces. Right? So you got to hand them all over to God. Don't be afraid and hold one piece back. You'll have a restless heart. You'll have an incomplete heart. Your heart won't be single-minded, single-hearted. God's willing, no matter how many times you have sinned, how long you've been away from God, how deep your pain is, God can heal a broken heart. And obviously, when He heals it, He makes it brand new. Number three, God has a history of using the insignificant to accomplish the impossible. Yep, yeah. Just page through your Bible. Look who He chose. He chose the poor to shame the rich, the weak to shame the strong, the foolish to shame the wise. He can choose you, even though you would say, well, my life is insignificant. No, He chooses the insignificant often to accomplish the impossible. And when I talk about my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico, and how it has flourished, and how God brought that to happen through me, there's an example of how He uses someone who is insignificant in the ways of the world, in the opinion of the lifestyles of the rich and the famous, the jet setters, they would consider me insignificant. But you know what? God worked some pretty powerful things through my ministry. Number four, God never asks about our ability or inability, just our availability. That's right. You know, you want to say, as you come upon this weekend again, I'd like to be available to you. Please don't take a vacation from your Christian vocation during this weekend. Find time to pray. Find time to go to Mass. Find time to belong to a faith community, because then God can use you. He can use you powerfully. Not so much worried about your ability or inability, but your availability. And when you pray this weekend and you go to church, you make yourself available to God working your life through Scripture in many other ways. Number five, without God, the world would be a maze without a clue. Amen to that. And you know, the atheist might want to seem very, very, very educated. But the fact of the matter is, without God, you know, how could this world really come to its ultimate destiny? How could this world ever be at peace? How could you understand the ongoing development of this world without the presence of God? Six, many millions search for God and find Him in their hearts. That's right. You know, when they ask you to point to where Jesus is, always point first to your heart, because if you can't find Jesus in your heart, you will not find Jesus in the church. Many people have found, people of many different religions have found the God principle dwelling in their heart. Seven, sometimes God calms the storm and sometimes He lets the storm rage and He calms His child. Amen to that. Oh my goodness, how often do I talk in these terms? Maybe not using these exact words, but right? Our life is a challenge. The Christian walk involves carrying a cross. Sometimes the storms do rage, like when Jesus was asleep at the boat and the disciples were scared to death. Sometimes He stops the storm, and sometimes He lets the storm rage and He calms us. Number eight, God always gives His best to those who leave the choice with Him. Right. Friday, it's Friday. Remember to hand your life over to God. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and He'll work miracles in and through you. He won't do it by taking away your free will, so you have to let Him. You have to invite Him in. You have to say, "Here I am, Lord. I place myself at your disposal. Use me powerfully." Number nine, when God measures a person, He puts the tape around the heart instead of the head. That's a figurative language, but it's true. Your heart is really, God's looking for you to hand your heart over so He can give you a new heart. Take away your stony heart, as Ezekiel says, and give you a fleshy heart. And number ten, God does not wish us to remember what He is willing to forget. Now, if there's any listener today who's still struggling with past sins, you may have even confessed them, but you just wonder, are they forgiven? Let me say this sentence to you again. God does not wish us to remember what He is willing to forget. Isaiah says, if our sins are as red as scarlet, they'll become as white as snow. You know any bigger contrast than that? If our sins are as red as crimson, they'll become as white as wool. Again, Isaiah is making that point so powerfully. Scripture says God does not hold our sins against us. We do. That's why we have to let go. Not wallow in it. You live in the past, you live in guilt. Forgiveness is letting go of the pain. So, slowly, as we grow in age, wisdom, and knowledge, and come to understand God's will for us, and say yes to that will, and clear up our image of Jesus so that we don't have any false gods, then God uses us powerfully. Will God use you powerfully this weekend? I have no doubt. It might be so powerful that another person is brought to Jesus. It might be less powerful, but nonetheless, God is there for you. Just say, "Here I am, Lord, use me. Let me have a weekend filled with the presence of God in my life. Let me be available to you, God, to work in the ways that you want me to work." Okay, here's today's food for thought. It comes from a man named Peter Marshall. He writes, "The measure of life, after all, is not its duration, but its donation." It's not a matter of how many years we live, it's what we do with the years we have. You know? What we are is God's gift to us. What we do with our lives is our gift to God. It's a donation. We have to give it freely. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for the people of Catholic Relief Service, CRS as they abbreviate it. They have an outstanding record of getting the aid that's needed to people in all over the world. They are highly thought of among all the other governmental agencies that reach out at time of crisis. They don't not only work in time of crisis, they work for ongoing economic development, ongoing development of justice for people. Catholic Relief Service, they do a great job and they deserve our prayers. May God bless all those people. May God prosper the work of their hands. May God let them know how pleasing they are to God. May God help them when they're tired and overwhelmed by the problems that they face. And some of those problems are enormous. Okay. Last joke of the week. Two boys are talking. First boy says to the second boy, "I lost my dog." Second boy said, "Well, why don't you put an ad in the newspaper?" First boy said, "Nah, that wouldn't do any good. My dog can't read." Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Some of your prayer intentions. Just drop me a note and say you listened to the program. Sign up for my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. Can you send me a donation? Can you celebrate God's life in you on this Friday by sitting down, pulling out your checkbook, writing a check? Get outside your comfort zone. Write a big check to TASH. T-A-S-H stands for the Anacitar Hospital. It's my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. Let that donation be a sign of who you are. And you're trusting God that He cannot be outdone in generosity. Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And I encourage you to visit my website at fatherscott.com. Spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee.